This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The COVID-19 pandemic has not put a pause on the region's environmental threats. In Shefornik, a family had to evacuate from its home because of a sinkhole that formed underneath, caused by thawing permafrost. And as KYUK's Greg Kim reports, the family had to move into a building intended to be a quarantine facility.
Dolores Dolly Abraham's original fear was not a sinkhole, but the river. By last spring, she said the riverbank, which is eroding in Shefornik, had almost reached the edge of her home.
Probably like 6 or less feet.
With help from her village, Abraham planned to move her home to a safer location. But when contractors came to begin the process of moving her house, they found a bigger problem than the river. There was a 4 to 6 foot deep sinkhole underneath her home.
I got scared. I didn't want to live in there anymore. And the house, when we went in the house, it shook a little.
Because of the unstable foundation, contractors told Abraham her home could not be moved and had to be condemned. This is not the first sinkhole to appear in Shefornik in recent years. Mayor Anna Abraham said a man actually fell into a mud-filled sinkhole a few years ago while walking with his 2-year-old daughter.
He fell above his waist area and he wasn't able to feel anything underneath.
The man put his daughter on his shoulders, yelled for help, and was assisted out of the hole by neighbors. Permafrost is thawing in communities all around the YK Delta and Alaska. But Shefornik's situation with sinkholes is a little unique. Torsten Meyerberger, who has a PhD in geotechnical engineering, says you can trace the sinkholes back to a volcano 4 miles south of Shefornik that was active long ago.
And if you go into Shefornik itself, there's boulders everywhere. And those boulders are from the volcanic eruption.
Meyerberger works for PND Engineers, who is partnering with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to help Shefornik with its environmental threats. He says these volcanic boulders make up a lot of the permafrost in Shefornik, and in between the boulders is silt or mud. When the icy silt between the boulders melts, it can create pockets of unstable ground that people call sinkholes. Although Meyerberger says it's not very accurate to describe them as holes.
It's not a hole at all. It's just soft soil that's not draining. It's just mud. You know, like the quicksand that you see in the old movies.
Climate change is a large reason why the permafrost is melting. 2020 was the second warmest year on record, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But climate change is not the only reason for permafrost thaw, according to Don Andrebus, the Climate Change Adaption Program Manager at ANTHC.
What we're seeing right now is some dramatic change in the permafrost in communities that is exceeding the rates that are estimated by our climate science. So I don't think that means the climate science is wrong. I think that means there are other drivers.
Antrobus says those other drivers of melting permafrost could be foot traffic or the heat that comes out of the buildings or even how the water drains in those communities.
If we assume it's simply climate change and we move to a new location and we repeat our same building practices, then we're likely to see the same results.
And Meyerberger, the engineer, agrees with Antrobus. He's helping Shefornik plan a new subdivision to replace some of the buildings threatened by permafrost degradation, erosion, and flooding. One of Meyerberger's ideas to avoid these problems in the future is to build 10-unit townhouses so that there are fewer structures emitting heat into the permafrost.
The smaller the footprint of your urbanized area, if you will, the better.
While these longer-term plans are in progress, there are emergencies already at hand. When the sinkhole under Dolly Abraham's home was discovered, her family became homeless. They bounced around with other family members until moving in with Dolly's son. 6 months after the family's evacuation, the city finished remodeling its community center building with CARES Act funding, intended as a quarantine center. Mayor Anna Abraham says offering the residence to Dolly's family still served the purpose of CARES Act funds. Dolly says she's thankful for her temporary residence, but she's hoping to be back in a home that's hers. She's applied for a federal grant that could build her a new house by 2023. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
KMBA News is made possible with support from listeners like you. You can download the podcast and become a sustaining member today by going to kmba.org.